Bonus, optimism. The mind is a powerful thing. It pushes the pen that is mightier than the sword. Hopefully that statement is true, especially since that is all we have to convince governments and, firstly, the populace to cause our corporate sector to clean up its act. If we don't, then our grandchildren and mine will think of us in words that I cannot put on paper or cyber copy. The same words that the first Greenpeacers used to describe the, I won't say it, that kept setting off nuclear bombs, about 330 of them, and intended to set off another one just to see what would happen. In 1971, a small boat of volunteers and journalists sailed into Kamchatka, an area north of Alaska where the U.S. government was conducting underground nuclear tests. These people in the boat had the optimism to believe that this little band of peace warriors could make a change. At that time, they were nothing more than a bunch of hippies in a boat donated to the cause called the Sunshine Warrior. Thanks to their optimism, Greenpeace is a giant organization today, and the hippies in the boat aren't vapor. Nuclear tests were stopped because the people found out what our governments were up to. Now we have to do it all over again. The real criminals are not in the penitentiaries, nor on the street. They own huge corporations and compose almost all governments of the world. The government criminals are mostly only guilty of one thing, and that is turning a blind eye to what business is doing, and all our products and all our resources and all of our environment is being damaged. It's time to get out your pen. More on this area later, but if you have any stories to input, please write.